This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? That's the question. It's the name of the show, because we want to know. Hi, friends. Scott Hennon here, along with Todd, the radio god Mitchell. Pat Finkett in for me today, the president of Otney, a North Dakota advertising, public affairs, and public relations consulting company. Member of the board of directors of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Respected North Dakota political activist and pundit. He'll be here today with his punditry, his opinions, and he'll be welcoming yours on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. You can also email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, and you can text Todd at the radio god Mitchell at 701-226-8503. We're brought to you this hour by the Northwest Landowners Association, established to help maintain a balance in resource development and property rights. They're the folks that get you a seat at the table if you're a private property owner with the North Dakota industry and government officials. Find out more about them at nwlandowners.com, nwlandowners.com. All right, friends, have a great hour. You're in capable hands with Mr. Pat Finkett. Pat.
Thanks, Scotty. Good morning, everybody. Pat Finkett sitting in for Scott Hennon, who's on assignment today. Who knows where, but I'm sure he's on assignment someplace. This is What's on Your Mind, your chance to let your voice be heard. And the numbers to call if you want to be part of the show today, 1-800-228-0550, or here in the Bismarck area at 258-0550. And you can reach us at studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, or you can text us at 701-226-8503. We're going to mix things up a little bit. Normally, this first half hour when Scotty does the show is a open line period where you get to weigh in on the topics you want to cover that day. But today's kind of a big day. And yesterday, the deadline for the North Dakota state agencies to get their revised budgets and their proposed budget cuts in for the allotment in this cycle. I'm sure you read about that in the paper, that the state is going to impose a 4% allotment on general fund expenditures. And those were due at 5 o'clock last night. And so with us this morning is Pam Sharp with the Office of Management and Budget for the state of North Dakota to talk about what's going on and the process that we're going to be seeing unfold as they seek to trim the budget to meet the revenue that they are now projecting for the current biennium. Pam, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Pat. Thanks for asking me.
Well, and I know that you got a lot going on. I appreciate you taking time out. This is a busy time, but with all the deadlines happening just last night at 5 o'clock, I thought this was a good time to get you in and talk a little bit about what you're seeing so far in terms of the allotment process and how it's going with the revision to the North Dakota state budget.
Okay, well, yesterday at 5 o'clock was the deadline, and we do have a 4.05% general fund allotment, which is a straight across-the-board cut to all agencies that receive general funds. And just to back up a little bit, the reason we're doing this is because our Constitution requires a balanced budget. And now that we have found ourselves in a revenue shortfall, we have some tools that are provided in Century Code to help us deal with it. And those include an allotment, as we're doing, and then also we're able to access the Budget Stabilization Fund. So yesterday at 5 o'clock, we did receive all of the worksheets from the agencies telling us where they're going to make their cuts. And I just did a little count, and we have about roughly 75 agencies and institutions, and 60 of those agencies and institutions are general fund agencies and were impacted by this 4.05% cut. And just scanning through the list, I'm really quite pleased at what I'm seeing. I'm seeing that just about all of the agencies and institutions have really taken a good look at their salary line and their operating line. And most of these cuts are coming out of ongoing expenditures, and they haven't gone to the one-time expenditures, of which we have a lot. And I'm happy to see that they're coming from ongoing expenditures, because going forward for next biennium, we may have a rough budget time then too, and we may have to continue to impose some kind of budget cuts for next biennium.
One of the things that, and just setting the stage a little bit for this, what is the process now that happens? How do we, you know, obviously these are the recommendations that have come forward from the agencies and how they're going to address it. Tell me a little bit about how this moves forward now and how this is approved and implemented.
Okay. So now that we have all these numbers and by line item from all the agencies, our accounting staff will actually take all these numbers by line item for each agency, go into our accounting system, and actually reduce their general fund authority. So their budgets actually physically get cut. And by the time they get their new accounting reports, the first of the month, that general fund authority will be gone. So this, their new budgets will be reduced by the amount that they told us. And then the agencies themselves have to work with implementing what they have told us they're going to do. For instance, they will have identified a lump sum that we can cut their salary line by, but they're going to have to determine how they're going to make that happen. And they could do it several different ways. They can, maybe they have some vacant positions that they're just going to leave open for the rest of the biennium. Maybe they have maybe they're going to hold positions open for a longer time when they become open, so they have a little more lag time to build up some money between filling the positions. Or in at least one agency that I know for sure, they will be taking a 2% salary increase the second year of the biennium rather than the funded 3%. So it's going to be across the board. And the same thing goes with their operating line. They will choose how they're going to do it. I know many agencies are limiting travel or just doing no travel at all. But it will kind of be across the board and up to each individual agency.
Now, you mentioned that not all agencies are affected by this. Can you tell us what some of the agencies that aren't affected? And primarily, I'm interested in primary and secondary education because that obviously is a huge line item for the state of North Dakota. But also for those people worried about funding their local schools, that doesn't really come into play in this allotment, correct?
That is really a good point, Pat. K-12 education is held harmless. And the way that works is we have a Foundation Aid Stabilization Fund that receives its funding from 10% of the oil extraction tax. And right now there's about $670 million in the Foundation Aid Stabilization Fund. So when we do an across-the-board allotment, we actually cut the general fund authority to K-12 education, but then we go to the Foundation Aid Stabilization Fund and take that same amount of money and replace it with money from the Foundation Aid Stabilization Fund. So we will have about $72 million coming out of that fund available to the Department of Public Instruction so that all the payments to the schools will be the same. They will not be impacted at all. And that is a really fortunate, there was some wise thinking when that was put in place.
What was where would you say the bulk of this of these readjustments, these cuts are coming? Where, you know, obviously not out of school, so where is the bulk of it going?
Well, there's $245 million in total of cuts. The Department of Human Services is by and large our largest agency, and they have to come up with $53.9 million worth of cuts. And their cuts actually, you know, touch people's lives. These are services that are provided. So almost $54 million is coming from there. Also, I will say that the Department of Transportation received about $650 million worth of general fund dollars for road projects in the western part of the state, and their allotment is about $26 million. Now, they have been fortunate enough the bidding climate is coming in is better than it used to be, so they're able to make up a little bit of that road funding from bids coming in lower, and then in addition they're adjusting the scope of some of their projects. They'll still do all the projects, but they'll change the scope a little bit.
Yeah, in the peak of construction, some of those DOT people were talking that they would get a mile of new road for every 2 miles worth of cost. So it's probably, you know, in that regard, we're going to see a little better climate for doing road repair and road construction because the competition's not so great, so they won't be affected. But that's not just in Western North Dakota, is it? The budget that they're adjusting, isn't that a statewide issue, or was that a special fund just for Western North Dakota?
The money that is subject to the allotment was just for Western North Dakota.
Oh, okay.
They have other funding that they use for the rest of the state.
And, of course, that's not the only funding that they'll spend out there. I suspect that they're going through readjusting all their priorities. Tell us a little bit about the content. Well, and we'll come back to Human Services in a little bit because I know you guys have spent a lot of time with that. Tell us a little bit about the context of what we're talking about here. You know, we talk about revenues are down. You know, and, again, we have to remember it's down against the projection, and the projections were done when oil was $100 a barrel. And when we come back after the break, I'd like to set some of this, the cuts and the revenue in context, historical and also against the projection. But we'll be back with more with Pam Sharp in just a few minutes. You're listening to What's on Your Mind. Pat Finken, sitting in for Scott Hennen.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
We're visiting with David Donahue from Valley Imports. He's a Mercedes-Benz specialist, and he has always loved cars.
Some people are sports people. Some people are computer people. I'm a car person.
Those cars are amazing, aren't they, those Mercedes-Benz vehicles?
They're great. Every design aspect of those vehicles has a purpose, and it's all about safety.
How do you try to make the shopping experience easy for a customer?
I just want them to feel comfortable. When I look at the showroom floor, I look at that as my second home. If somebody were to come into my house, I want them to feel that same way.
Growing up, you spent some time in Breckenridge and Sisseton.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, you're starting to see some Mercedes-Benz vehicles driving through there, aren't you?
Yeah. We're not that far up the road to be able to come and get your vehicle serviced.
Anybody ever come back and say, gosh, I paid too much money for this thing?
Nope. Not once.
Visit David and all the great people at Valley Imports just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seeds. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Did you receive your full ARC payment? Are you sure? Join Progressive Ag Law for free sessions in Lisbon on the 22nd, Edgeley and Napoleon on the 23rd, Hebron and Minot on the 24th, Devil's Lake and Northwood on the 25th, or Castleton on the 26th to learn if you are underpaid, what you can do about it, and how to prevent it from happening ever again. Go to FixTheFarmSubsidy.com for locations and times of meetings. The surveys failed. The RMA and FSA differ. Farmers join a national legal team to fix it. FixTheFarmSubsidy.com has details on the meetings February 22nd through the 26th in North Dakota. Don't miss it.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Tell Pat Finken, one of North Dakota's most respected activists and political pundits, what's on your mind today. How about that? You can hop up on that soapbox and let us know what you're thinking. 800-228-0.
Flavor Hotline, local in Bismarck, Maine, 258-0550. You can text Todd, the radio god Mitchell, at 701-226-8503. Or email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. The most important thing to your health is your sleep. That's why you hear me, someone who cares a great deal about our fine listeners here, talking about that very fact, that the most important thing to your health is your sleep. Your sleep is what? MyPillow. Yes, the MyPillow. This thing has its origins in North Dakota. Did you know that? Michael Lindell, the founder, regular guest of ours here on the program, actually got his start going fair to fair in North Dakota. And ultimately, selling these one by one to the point where now he's built a company with 1,000 employees, Minnesota company, USA made, and they are selling a ridiculous amount of pillows all across the globe because it's helping people to sleep better. Comes with a 10-year warranty, 60-night money-back guarantee. It is the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation, and it works. We'd love to give you pillows at 50% off when you go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, or call 800-506-9028. You want better health? Get better sleep. This isn't a gimmick, folks. This works. And if it doesn't, you send it back. You're going to sleep on it for 59 nights and send it back. Hey, I want my money back. And you'll get it. And a 10-year warranty that'll never go flat. MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Back to more on What's on Your Mind. My guest host today, Pat Finkett. Pat?
Hey, Scotty, thank you very much. And in case you thought you were listening to the wrong radio station, the bumper music that you just heard was my request. You know, you can't go wrong with AC/DC, especially the theme song from the movie Battleship. Because, you know, I give Scott grief all the time because his bumper music is kind of like Muzak. If I want to listen to that, I'll go sit in an elevator. Anyway, that's my diss on Scotty today. You're listening to What's on Your Mind. You want to be part of the show, give us a call at 1-800-228-0550. Our guest this half hour is Pam Sharp with the North Dakota Office of Management and Budget. And Pam, we were talking about context for all of this discussion, because obviously there's been a lot of newspaper stories, a lot of TV stories, a lot of radio news, a lot of discussion about the fact that the current biennium revenue stream is down from the projections, is down. And I think we need to put all of this into context, because both in terms of the budget and in terms of the revenue stream, for example, we know that in the last 4 years, our North Dakota state budget has gone from $4 billion general fund revenues to $6 billion in general fund. So that, you know, a 4% is, you know, the whole concept of allotment across the board is kind of a blunt knife. We know that it's not a perfect instrument. But when you think about it in the context that our general fund revenues have actually increased by $2 billion over the last few years, suddenly it makes that number of 4% a little more tolerable, or at least something that seems a little more feasible, doesn't it, Pam?
That's absolutely right. We've had just tremendous revenue growth in the last few years. Just unbelievable revenue growth. And so now we have a $1.074 billion revenue shortfall. And this is down from our projection from about a year ago of $5.6 billion. So we're now at about $4.5 billion for our revenue. most of that billion-dollar shortfall came in sales tax. $743 million of it. And when we take that out and adjust our sales tax forecast, that actually brings our sales tax forecast kind of right in line with the 2011-13 biennium, which was also about $2.1 billion. And that is the biennium we had just tremendous growth compared to the previous biennium. But it's a 4% is a lot for the agencies, but we're just probably starting to go back to what our new normal is going to be, because we knew we could never sustain that huge growth rate that we were experiencing. So,
well, that's why, isn't that why the legislature focused so much on one-time spending? I mean, a lot of the revenue, we have to talk, you know, spending and revenue as two separate ideas. But on the spending side, a lot of the spending increase has been in one-time spending, hasn't it?
That's absolutely true. Last biennium, there was about $2 billion of one-time spending, and in the current biennium, there's about $1.2 billion. And so that will help so much going forward, putting our next budget together, because we don't have to repeat that spending. When we look at one-time expenditures, last biennium, we were at $4.4 billion. Current biennium, it was $4.8 billion. That was an increase of about 9% for the biennium. But now when we back out this allotment, we're down to about 4.6. So we're going from 4.4 to 4.6, and that's about a 4% increase. So we have held our ongoing expenditures relatively, that's been a pretty good percent increase, and most of the spending has been in one-timers.
Well, and that's my point, is that, you know, and again, it probably hasn't been a lot of fun for you guys and the state agencies to implement this, because it's never easy to kind of go backwards after you've made plans. But at the same time, this 4% cut comes on the heels of significant increases over the last few years. Same thing on the revenue stream. You know, we're looking at still, isn't it one of the top bienniums, or at least the top three bienniums for revenue in the history of the state of North Dakota?
That's absolutely true. That's absolutely true.
And you add to that the fact, and what I'm getting to here is that it would be easy to walk away and say, oh, the sky is falling, things are terrible in North Dakota. But we still have 2.7% unemployment. We still have some of the highest tax revenues we've ever seen. We still have a very diverse economy. Now, granted, oil has taken a hit, and has ag, especially in the grain side of things. No question of that, but you know, I seriously wonder where we'd be 20 years ago if something like this happened, considering how much more diverse our economy is today than it was just a few years ago.
Absolutely, much more diverse, and we've been much more well-prepared for something like this to happen, so we're able to deal with it.
Yeah, nothing like a good savings account to prepare for a rainy day. One other thing I wanted to touch on, and I know we're running out of time because you've got a meeting at 9:30 you've got to get to. One other thing, though, that I wanted to talk about is that, you know, the concept of allotment across the board is kind of a blunt instrument. It's tough. And there are going to be some things that happen here that wouldn't necessarily be something you would do if you had a little more discretion in it. Is it possible, especially when we're talking about human services, to come back in the next session and make some of these programs whole if necessary? I mean, just because we're doing something for the next 18 months doesn't mean we have to live with it forever. Isn't that the case?
That's absolutely true. And the legislature will be here in January with 6 months left of the biennium, so they will be able to make any policy changes. This allotment is just it's a temporary thing to deal with the current budget situation. But going forward, we need to have we need to look at policy and do a lot of thinking about the programs that are impacted. And they may want to change something, and they may want to restore some of those cuts to some of the programs that they don't want to see. So they do have that chance.
Pam, we're going to have to wrap it up. Thank you again for your time today.
Thanks,
you're listening to What's on Your Mind. We'll be back after the break.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Fill up at PetroServe USA, the folks that are helping America feel better, and you'll have the choice of what you want to put in your tank. From E15 to E85 and much more. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better and connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's cornfields. And come on into a PetroServe USA near you and have the best deal in town, the 4-for-4 special. That's right, 4 items for $4. Hot stuff pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice, and 2 cookies, 4 items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. All month long, specials include Mike's Popcorn for $3.99, the Sixlets for 69 cents, Albany's Gummies only $1.29, Cascade Ice Gum, 69 cents a pack, Nestle Sparkling Water, mix and match with Perrier, a great deal, along with Deli Express sandwiches. Come on into a PetroServe USA location near you. Choice at the pump, the 4-for-4 special all day, every day, and much more at PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Tell them Scott sent you.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I want you to answer this question honestly. All right, think long and hard before you answer, and answer it completely honestly. Do you take electricity for granted? When you, like, flip on the switch, do you just expect electricity is going to be there always and forever and at an affordable price? I'm guilty of it. Most of us are. It could change in a dramatic way the reliability of the grid. Meaning, is the light going to come on when I flip the switch? Is the heat going to be there? Electricity, the power of the furnace, is that going to happen? Or not? The reliability of the grid is under attack from government regulations and the Clean Power Plan, which the Supreme Court even said, whoa, wait a minute, something's not right here. Now, we better take a look at this in court. The Supreme Court, folks. That's how the war on coal has continued to win victories. But you need to join the Army and fight against it so we have affordable electricity and reliable electricity. A great resource to learn more and let your elected leaders know what you think is SecureEnergyFuture.org. The Coalition for a Secure Energy Future has a great website, great resource, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Check it out. Back to more of What's on Your Mind with your guest host today from ODNI, a North Dakota advertising, public affairs, and public relations consulting company, Pat Finken.
Good morning, everybody. Pat Finken sitting in for Scott Hennen, who's on assignment today. Appreciate the chance to come in and be part of the show, and I appreciate Pam Sharp stopping by. I know normally we don't do this kind of thing right out of the top of the show, and it kind of messes up the rhythm of the show a little bit, but good to hear what's going on. Of course, yesterday was the deadline for the state agencies that are affected by the allotment to turn in their allotment recommendations. That happened, and now it's a matter of implementing those. And, of course, Pam was kind enough to come in and talk a little bit about what that looks like. And I think her point was very valid, is that, you know, in all of this, we have to keep it in the context that our state budget has grown from $4 to $6 billion in just 4 years. So 4%, well, there are going to be some pain and suffering for some people as a result of this. And, of course, the legislature has the ability to come in and make that whole when they come back next January. But there's always some pain and suffering in that. And quite frankly, anytime you grow that much, there's probably a little room for trimming the edges a little bit, especially in terms of that kind of rapid growth in our state budget. The other side, though, that you have to remember is that while the oil industry and the commodity side of agriculture, especially the grains, are down, our state is robust, or strong enough to be able to weather that and still see some of the highest tax revenues and some of the highest economic growth that we have seen, or highest economic levels we've seen. In fact, despite oil dropping to 30-some dollars a barrel, it's interesting to me that the gross domestic product for North Dakota last year is expected to be about $53 billion. So that'll only be the second highest GDP in the state's history. And I get that there's hardship in this. There's no question that the downturn in the oil industry and some of the low ag products The price of commodities have really affected North Dakota's economy. But what's amazing to me is that we, even despite that, have diversified our economy to such a level that we're able to withstand that kind of change and still have $53 billion in GDP, still have 2.7% unemployment. I mean, it's really quite remarkable to me that that's going on. Anyway, I appreciated Pam coming in, both in terms of the update, but also to put all of this in perspective for us. Now, if you want to be part of the show today, and obviously we're here for the next half hour talking about whatever it is you want to talk about, but the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, as Scott likes to say, is 1-800-228-0550. Or in Bismarck, you can reach us at 701-258-0550. You can also reach us at studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Or you can text us at 701-226-8503. Like I said, very important to keep all of this, what's going on in state government today, in context. Record revenues, I think it's the third highest revenue collections in the history of North Dakota, the second biggest economic impact in the history of North Dakota. And granted, like I said, we are seeing some softness and some downturn as a result of oil and ag commodity prices. It just is remarkable to me because I grew up in this country or in this state. I grew up in Douglas, North Dakota. I've tracked the economy, especially in western North Dakota, seen what it does and kind of the roots of it and how it's evolved over the last 50 years of my life. And it's amazing to me how robust and how diversified we've managed to get our economy. And quite frankly, thank goodness for that. Because where we would be without that is a little frightening. But because of that, we still maintain low unemployment. We still maintain a pretty healthy economy here. Not that we can't do better, and hopefully the oil and ag prices are going to come back. But it's just good to know that we're not exclusively tied into that piece of it. So, again, my thanks to Pam Sharp. I always want to make the joke. You know, Todd, it's too easy when you say things like, gee, she's really sharp, but okay. sorry, I couldn't resist that. Yeah. Anyway, it's just good to get that kind of information. I do want to switch gears a little bit, though, and talk a little bit about something else. And I'd hoped that Kathleen Wrigley was going to be able to join us today. Apparently, she is traveling today, and about the only window we had was also where she's going to go through security on this issue, or go through security in the airport, and so was not able to join us. But there's a story in the front page of the Bismarck Tribune today about a gentleman who was convicted of shooting cattle in western North Dakota and was given a reduced sentence and set to pay a certain amount of restitution. And the farmers whose cattle he shot are upset because they were not consulted in either the plea agreement or in the restitution. They were not given the opportunity to give voice. And why that plays into our discussion today is that one of the things that will be on the November ballot is a constitutional measure called Marcy's Law. What it is basically taking victims' rights and elevating them to the level of the accused, giving them an equal voice in the process. There are four basic tenets to this. Number one, of course, it is the fact that now victims will be as important in the process as the accused by making it a constitutional measure. And then it's the right to be heard, the right for notice, and the right to not be harassed. And in this case, the reason why this story on the front page is so important, that it demonstrates exactly what Marcy's Law is intended to fix. Here we have victims in this, farmers who have their cattle shot and were not consulted, were not heard, were not given the opportunity to weigh in on either the plea agreement or the restitution. Not that they could have decided how that goes, but don't you think they had a right to a voice in that? Don't you think they had a right to be heard? And that's really what Marcy's Law is all about. In the coming months, you're going to get a chance to hear a little bit more about that. And hopefully one of these days, Scotty, or maybe when I'm in here, we can get one of the proponents in here to talk about this. But this is an important measure in terms of just justice. You know, it's interesting. It's really quite unfortunate. When this country was founded, a lot of criminal prosecutions were between the victim and the accused. And we've moved to a world where the state prosecutes against the accused. And victims have kind of been second class in this. In fact, they've been relegated, quite frankly, to just evidence. And when you think about that in the context of who's really affected by it, the fact that we treat victims as just evidence is really quite unfortunate. In fact, there's a story I heard the other day about a woman who 25 years ago was raped in North Dakota. She's since moved away, but it has been impossible for her to find out any information about the release or when or where her former rapist is going to be and when he might be released. And she's quite frustrated with the fact. And again, Marcy's Law would give her the right to be notified. These are not laborious. Some of this is even covered in current state law. Not always applied, unfortunately, but some of this is covered in state law. But wouldn't it be nice to know that victims finally get an equal standing to the accused in this? It seems only right to me. But anyway, hopefully more on that as we move forward in the coming months as we get closer to the November election and that rolls out. The reason I bring it up today, of course, is that front page story on the Bismarck Tribune today that talks about a very good example of why we need to change the way victims are treated in the state. And also, I understand that they're going to start gathering signatures here in the coming days, especially in the Fargo area. So just good to know that when you see one of these petition gatherers, one of these signature gatherers come up to you and ask for your signature, you have a little background information on it. But more importantly, I encourage you to sign the petition and help get this on the ballot so we can give victims equal standing in that world. So anyway, and like I said, we'll try to get Kathleen or Pat Heinert or Shane Gittle or one of those guys on to talk more about this in future dealings. I do want to move on a little bit about some of the presidential things that are going on in the world today. I don't know if you've seen any of the new news this morning. I found it very interesting. And those of you that have heard me on this show before know that I am a big Kasich fan, right? Now, I get he's not doing very well. And although in New Hampshire, he kind of came into his own a little bit there, and now he's starting to move up the ranks. But I've always thought that John Kasich was the kind of guy that we need as president. I get that he's kind of quirky and sometimes comes off a little odd. You know, everybody has their shortcomings, and that's probably his. But when you talk about if you were to hire the job of president, John Kasich is the guy you'd want to hire. Here he is. He's governor of Ohio. He's run a state. He's actually helped turn around the economy of that state. But it doesn't stop there. John Kasich was also in Congress when we last passed a federal balanced budget. Think of this. The last time we saw a balanced budget in this country, John Kasich was part of making that happen. In addition to that, he also served on the Intelligence Committee. So he's very aware of what's going on in the world and very accustomed to dealing with those issues. There just isn't anybody on the whole ticket that I think's got more going on. And the reason I bring this up today is that there's new polling out today that basically says that he is the one who's most likely to beat Hillary Clinton. In fact, in a new national poll, he is leading her by about 7 points. Now, I get there are a lot of Trump fans out there, and you know where I stand on Trump. I get the anger, and I get how he resonates with people who are just angry at the federal government. But in the grand scheme of things, he's not a guy I think we can trust in that regard. In fact, Ted Cruz is out with a TV ad today, and Trump threatened to sue him over the fact. And what Ted Cruz did in his new TV ad is he shows a clip where Trump says, well, you know, I am pro-choice and support partial birth abortions. And it's his own words. He's on camera saying that stuff in reference to a Supreme Court justice appointment. And, of course, Trump goes ballistic, as you can imagine he does. My point is that we just can't trust where he's going to be. His track record is all over the board. And, of course, he's convenient to this today. But a guy like Kasich has been consistent from day one. He's been consistent. You may not agree with everything he does or everything he says he's going to do, but you know you can trust where he's at. And he has a proven track record of doing some things that this country desperately needs. Number one, get America back to work. Number two, get our fiscal house in order. You're listening to What's on Your Mind, and we'll be back with more after the break.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. We're going to talk a little bit about why you should use a business broker. Now, Art, previously you told us why a property sale is different than a commercial sale, where you need a business broker. Talk about some of the tools that come with that transaction, including the true value of a business and maintaining and factoring that during the sale. How do you do that?
Well, Scott, what we do is we do a process called recasting the business financials. What that does is we look at all of your expenses, because there's two parts of your financials. There's the financials you fill out and send to the IRS for your tax return, and then there's the financials that represent the true value of your business. So we look at your expenses, your operations, and see what things that you're using the business for deductions that could possibly be added back in to increase the value of that company.
Makes sense. Valuations, appraisals for business entities, a bit more complex. You want a business broker. You want a great team like Art and the crew at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Call them 701-347-2727.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
I have $650 for you. That's right. Actually, my friends at T-Mobile are the ones that are shelling out $650 for you. T-Mobile, by the way, the region's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless. The name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. They are a local, family-owned company. That's right. T-Mobile's local. And if you're not a member of the Verizon family, they'd like to change that. Now's the time to join, to get unstuck from your current carrier. And T-Mobile will help you do that. You switch to Verizon, and they'll give you up to 650 smackaroos to get out of your current contract. That's right. All the details at the store. Activation and early termination and other fees apply. But V-Mobile is everywhere you're at. Whether at home, the lakes, or beyond, they have locations across North Dakota to serve you. Fargo, Bismarck, Detroit Lakes, Grand Forks, Jamestown, Valley City, Wahpeton. Find a location near you at vmobile.com. Connect to communicate at V-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. Back to What's on Your Mind. Call us on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline and let your voice be heard at 800-228-0550 with your guest host today, Pat Finken. Pat?
Hey, Scotty, thank you very much. Great to be here today. Always love spending some time with you and love filling in for Scott to talk about the issues of the day. If you want to be part of the show, join us at 1-800-228-0550. That's 1-800-228-0550. Or in the Bismarck area, 258-0550. Just kind of follow up to the last segment that we did. And, by the way, welcome back all the KFIRE listeners because we were off the air for a little bit. So we were talking about Marcy's Law and talking about the presidential polling that's out today that shows John Kasich is the best chance to defeat Hillary Clinton. On the text line today, by the way, if you want to text in, that's 226-8503, 701-226-8503. The question to me is, what's Kasich going to do about immigration? And I was talking about what a great choice he is. He's got Ohio working as governor. He actually helped balance the budget as in the Appropriations Committee in Congress when he was there. He served on the Intelligence Committee, so he has a great background in that regard. And the question before us is immigration. And my understanding, and I'm going to pull this up at the break at the top of the hour to verify this so I can get a little more detail to the answer here, but Kasich's position on immigration is, and quite frankly, I support this. Number one, he's going to seal the border. We need to do a better job stopping people coming across the border illegally. We've also got to do a better job enforcing visas that are here where, you know, we're finding out that especially in bringing in people who are radicalized, the visa program in this country is an easy way to bypass a lot of the restrictions and a lot of the barriers we have up to keep those very people out. So he's in, all in favor of that. Where he might be different than others is that he actually has a reasonable approach, that we find a path for people to become legal, but not citizens, not have the right to vote, but to become legal in this country, pay a fine, pay their taxes, be part of this. Because I think, like many of us, it's unrealistic to think that we are going to get 11 million illegal immigrants in this country, all rounded up and moved out. The last time the U.S. government tried to do this was under Eisenhower. He got 1.5 million booted out of the, 8 to 10 million we had at that time. And it was horrible. I mean, so badly that they had to pull back from the policy. You know, the simple reality is that it is unrealistic that we are going to export 11 million people. It just isn't even feasible. And you can wish for it. You could wish it was that way. In fact, I'd love to see us be able to do it. I just don't think it's very pragmatic. So what's the next best solution? Well, let's make sure they're paying taxes. Let's make sure they're recorded in the economy and do their fair share, especially in states in California where they're, like California, where they're actually getting social services. But what I don't think we should do, and I think Kasich's position on this is very similar to that, is that they should never have the right to vote. They should never become citizens. And that is another reason why I actually support Kasich, and I think he'd be a darn good president. And it's encouraging to see nationally that he's starting to get some attention. As I mentioned before, you know, I get that he's a little quirky. He comes off a little quirky at times. But the man is incredibly smart, and he has been incredibly successful doing the very kinds of things we need to get done in this country. So, and again, I understand those of you, and of course, Trump is doing well in South Carolina. He's doing well in the national polls as far as a beauty choice between the various Republicans. But when you put Kasich up against Hillary Clinton, he does better than any other in winning the national election in November. I get the anger that Trump has tapped into, because we are mad about some things. This country has gone off its track especially the last 7 years. We've got to get it back on track, and I get that anger, and I share some of that, quite frankly, but I don't trust Trump to do what we need to do. You know, there's an ad that I mentioned before that Ted Cruz is running in South Carolina now that puts in Trump's very own words, has him on camera saying that he supports pro-choice and partial birth abortions. And, of course, Trump, of course, threatens a lawsuit and is going to sue him for defamation and all that kind of stuff. Your typical stuff that's going on in the Republican world. But that is, you know, it just so demonstrates that I don't think we know. And again, I'm mad as hell and I can't take it anymore. I get that. I'm there, too. But I don't want a guy who gets in there, kind of like John Roberts, quite frankly. I think that's a great comparison. When they nominated John Roberts, I thought, great, good, solid conservative. He's going to be great in the Supreme Court. And you know what? He's been a disappointment at times. You know, some of the stuff he does, right on the money, I'm with him. But on some very big choices, I'm very disappointed in him. And I have a feeling we're going to end up the same way with Trump. Very disappointed, because we don't really understand where he's at on issues, because he's been all over the board. Hey, you're listening to What's on Your Mind. Coming up next hour, we got John Hoeven at the bottom, Senator John Hoeven, to talk about the Supreme Court. And, of course, your calls and questions right here at What's on Your Mind. Pat Finken sitting in for Scott Hennon. And we'll be back more with more after the break.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, Tom Fryer with the North Dakota Family Alliance. We are at a crossroads in America. Our First Amendment rights of religious exercise and conscience are under attack. Our president, by funding Planned Parenthood, has endorsed the taking of innocent life in the womb. The highest court in the land, absent a rational constitutional basis, has redefined marriage, striking a blow to the very foundation of the family. It's time to stand up. Will you stand with the North Dakota Family Alliance? Go to NDFA.org. That's NDFA.org.
Farmers, many North Dakota counties may have not received correct subsidy amounts because of arbitrary yield data. Lemoore and Logan receive $0 in our copayments, and many others may receive smaller amounts. Join local Progressive Ag lawyers for a free informational meeting in a county near you soon. Visit FixTheFarmSubsidy.com. Learn if you were underpaid last year. Learn how to prevent this from happening again. The system's broken. Stand up to make it right. Meet experienced agriculture attorneys. FixTheFarmSubsidy.com or call 800-864-8635.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.